basically, our organization, the goal is to kind of make people aware or renew their awareness of Tom McCall's legacy of environmental leadership, what was accomplished during his time as governor, and to encourage them to pay it forward, you might say, by carrying that work forward. Frankly, I think Oregon has for a long time been coasting on the legacy of the McCall years, and we think it's time that Oregon reclaimed a leadership role, and we want to encourage that to get started at the grassroots level. One of the first ways we're trying to do this is by getting a measure on the November 2014 ballot to proclaim Tom McCall's birthday as Tom McCall Day in Oregon.
So McCall was responsible for things like the bottle bill happened under his tenure and making Oregon's beaches, maintaining their public nature. Can you talk about a couple of these things that he accomplished as governor?
Oh, really? It was an amazing legacy in the McCall years. Not only the beach bill and the bottle bill, but the bike bill for the very first time, setting aside gas tax revenues for bike paths and trails, Oregon becoming the first state to enact a statewide land use planning system. So much of what makes Oregon Oregon's day we can trace to the Tom McCall years.
What was happening at this time in Oregon's history? Do you feel that Tom McCall was pushing this through and this was the force of his personality, or do you think that there were outside forces at play and he was in the right place at the right time?
I would say it was a combination of both things. Certainly the dynamic in the country was moving in that direction, but Tom McCall was an eloquent and passionate spokesman for environmental causes, and I really think by his force of personality, Oregon was able to take leadership role on so many of these initiatives.
Tom McCall Day, what does that actually mean if Tom McCall Day came into being?
Tom McCall Day would not be a legal holiday or a paid holiday. The measure simply says that March 22nd would be recognized as Tom McCall Day, and all Oregonians would be encouraged to learn about his legacy and to carry it forward. We had been circulating a petition to qualify for a preliminary ballot title, and we did get the 1,000 signatures certified, and the Attorney General has given us the permanent ballot title, so we can now begin circulating, coming up with the 86,000 signatures we need to put this on the ballot.
And what will that campaign look like?
It's going to be a grassroots campaign. We are doing something that a lot of people say can't be done in Oregon these days, but we hope to prove them wrong, qualify an initiative for the ballot without using paid petition circulators. We're hoping people will go to our website, tommccall.org. They can download and print out and sign and mail in an e-petition. We hope that at least some people will be motivated enough to circulate petitions to their family, friends, and neighbors. And we're hoping for really just kind of a organic grassroots movement to spread the word about this.
Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.